The journey of salmon from salt water to spawning grounds is truly impressive. The fish swim hundreds of miles to get back to where they came from, or did once upon a time. Dams get in the way in today's world. Salmon can't get past Shasta Dam, for example. So people mimicked the journey in the recently completed Run for Salmon, a run of people from the Sacramento River Delta all the way up into the old tribal homelands of the Winnemem Wintu. The chief of the tribe joins us now to talk about the run and its significance. Colleen Sisk, Winnemem Wintu chief, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the symbolism is very clear that people make a journey that salmon can no longer make. How did the event come to be?
It was by prayer. We are a tribe who sings to water, and we pay attention to a lot of the messages, you know, that come from prayer, and this was one way of trying to help people help salmon.
And so what were you trying to say with what the activities are within the event?
That it's a struggle for salmon to get up the river. There's many things that are in their way and that, you know, they have to deal with. And so just like the run, you know, we start out walking, and then we boat to Sacramento, and we boat to Colusa, then they bicycle to Chico, and then to Woodson Bridge, and then they run from Woodson Bridge to the Shasta Lake. And then we have two groups. One group will take horses and mountain bikes around the tributaries on the foothill side. And then the paddlers, including the traditional dugout canoes, will paddle up the McLeod River Arm.
Wow, so it really involved a lot of people and a lot of different kinds of transportation.
Yes, yes. But that's kind of how the salmon are, you know. They have to swim through a lot of stuff. They come through the valley, and, you know, they get acclimated in the delta. They swim up the Sacramento River all the way to Mount Shasta. So it's a long journey for them. It's more than... you know, it's more like 500 river miles mm-hmm. for salmon to swim home.
Because they have to take all those bends and twists, and the roads tend to be a bit more direct.
Yes.
Yes. So the obviously a big message to convey here through the sequence of events that add up to Run for Salmon. Has the message gotten more urgent in recent years?
Oh, yeah. If people follow the plight of the salmon, you know that they're on a decline. Everything that the U.S. Fish and Game and State Fish and Game has been doing for salmon over the years has relatively been failing to the point where salmon are on the endangered species list. And unless something is done more to the salmon's liking, like building a swimway, they will, you know, probably go extinct within a shorter time coming.
Well, it's certainly backed up by science. I know we've talked to a number of people, including the creators of that report called Fish in Hot Water, about the trouble with fish in California. You were talking about the swimway, though. I noticed that sign showing up a lot in pictures on the Facebook page of the Run for Salmon, signs that said, save the salmon, build a swimway. Where?
The swimway is, you know, we do a prayer at the confluence of Cow Creek and Sacramento River. And the idea is to pump water out of the McLeod or out of the Shasta Lake down the tributaries of Dry Creek and Cow Creek to the river, and those fish will swim home. They'll swim their way back if they can, which is the best thing for them to do because then they're in the natural cold water pool in the natural area that cold water runs. It's like, you know, people have to realize that Redding to Red Bluff never was cold water there.
Mm-hmm.
And so to expect the salmon to spawn and regenerate their numbers by putting more cold water or colder water in the same stretch doesn't create more spawning grounds.
So you're
I think the swimway mm-hmm. is a must. I mean, regardless if they build a dam higher or they don't build a dam higher, they need swimways around these dams.
So this would be a way that it's rather than we're not talking about a fish ladder here, we're talking about actually using natural streams and just connecting those.
Yes, is the best, right? Because
well,
the fish ladders, as expensive as they are, really have not helped.
We're talking to Killeen Sisk, the chief of the Winamem Wintu tribe, about the recently completed Run for Salmon, which essentially mimics the journey of the salmon from saltwater to freshwater, coming from Vallejo all the way up to the traditional homelands of the Winamem Wintu. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Your thoughts, comments, questions, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. It seems like, Chief, there are always new proposals for water in California, like the Delta Tunnels and the raising of Shasta Dam. Would any of these in any way benefit the salmon, you think?
No. No, they try to say that it would by creating a colder water pool and having more cold water available. But if the cold water itself was going to help the salmon, they wouldn't be in dire straits now. The cold water pool has not ever reached the projected number of salmon that they thought it would help, but it doesn't. They need the high mountain waters. I mean, it's a different sort of water. It's cascading over a mountain. It comes down. It's more aerated. There's more traditional foods for them, and the mountains need them. I mean, the trees, the plants, everything needs the salmon also.
We've been reminded of that recently. This is not just a spiritual thing. It's a scientific thing. The fact is that some of the nutrients that make old-growth forests are nutrients that come from the ocean in the bodies of salmon. We have been had scientists tell us this year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's not a... I mean, if you think of all of the money that they spent over the years since the dam, and they could have just put a swimway...
And is there any traction for the swimway proposal politically?
No. Sad to say, but people are kind of opposed to it. And I kind of wonder, it's like, why would they be opposed to it? Is it like, if the salmon can do this on their own, would people lose jobs? I don't know. It's like, what's the real opposition to building the swimway? Because right now, the Shasta Dam and the cold water pool process overall spends $80 million a year. Hmm. So is this swimway, does it cost $80 million? Does it cost $160 million? You know, how much does a swimway really cost? Because they've been paying that for how many years? $80 million a year, and they don't bat an eye about it. If they build the swimway to the cold water, they wouldn't need the chiller no more.
Hmm. And yet nobody seems to be latching onto that. Let's talk elsewhere in politics, though, because current events always seem to get into issues involving water and fish. You, at some point, I understand, on the run, were carrying a letter urging Governor Newsom to sign Senate Bill 1, the California Environmental Public Health and Workers Defense Act of 2019.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was disappointed that he vetoed that bill.
Which he did while the run was going on September 27th. What do you make of that? What was going on?
You know, every politician has its backers, and I think he had too many big farmers backing him that were opposed to that bill, and he had to go with that, I guess. So he's just not the environmental governor that I was hoping that he would be to help California and help the water systems.
This was a fairly simple bill, too, as I understand it. The wording simply indicates that California will comply with federal laws, and even if the federal government decides to backtrack in enforcement of those laws, that the state would maintain it.
Right. And why wouldn't we want to do that?
Well, that is an interesting question, obviously. And I noticed that the Westlands Water District, among others, were thinking that the Endangered Species Act could cause some problems for them down the road if California went ahead and put this bill into law, which it won't be now with the governor's veto.
Right. Right. Yeah, but, you know, I think the people of California have to recognize the importance of salmon in the high mountain areas. If we want to continue to get clean water, pure water, good water, then we have to take care of our high mountain areas. They've been neglected way too long. And if you come up the Sacramento River like we did on the Run for Salmon, you will see that the water gets cleaner and cleaner the closer you get to McLeod. The water gets dirtier and dirtier all the way to the Delta. And we really don't have, I guess we don't have stipulations or regulations or any kind of filtering system permits for people putting back dirty water into the Sacramento River. And then we're saying, we're sending that for drinking water. We're sending that, you know, south. While we're allowing, I mean, when we came up, there was discharge into the Sacramento River that smelled really bad. And then there was discharge into the Sacramento River that was pretty much the chocolate syrup kind of stuff that was just coming into the river. Why do we allow people to do that?
That is the question, and one of the reasons for the Run for Salmon. Chief Colleen Sisk is from the Winnemem Wintu Tribe, which recently completed the Run for Salmon from the Sacramento Delta up to the headwaters of the McLeod River. You can join our conversation on the exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So it took a couple of weeks. How many people took part in the entire Run for Salmon, Chief?
You know, I'm thinking like well over 200 because some people couldn't do the whole run, but we had a good 100 people who did the whole run, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And in every community, we have, you know, people who drop in and participate in parts of it. And I think it's building. You know, there are a lot of people that the run has really meant something in their life, has changed their view of the river, has changed their view of using water the way that, you know, people don't really think about how they use the water.
Speaking of which, it was a good year for water this year, but of course we have every reason to think that drought will be back. I mean, do you think people think about salmon less when they're concerned about water for themselves and their farms?
Oh, yeah. I think that I'm not really sure that we're like totally in drought to that degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, when our lakes were at 35%, like Shasta Lake, and the Folsom Lake was at 11% or 16% full, right? Mm-hmm. The lakes in Southern California were plumb full, right?
Why was that?
Because Pyramid Lake was 99% full, while Shasta Lake was 35% full. And so while people could see our lakes were drained, and of course that institutes the thinking of we're in drought, you know, we don't see water in our lakes, we got to be in drought. But in Southern California, you look at those lakes, they weren't empty at all. Why? Why weren't they empty? We're the source of the water. Did we just transfer all the water to those lakes?
So it's the old story of Northern California water ending up in Southern California.
Right.
So what would you like to see happen from here, Chief? I mean, are you satisfied that you got some attention for the Run for Salmon and brought some further concern about salmon?
It's not enough. Attention and thinking about it. We need a champion. We need somebody in our government to step forward and say, you know, I'm going to take this one step farther. We're going to make a bill about getting waterways built around these dams so that we can have salmon, because salmon cleans our water. They clean the riverbed. They filter the riverbed by building their spawning grounds. They dig up at least a foot of gravel, meaning all of the sediments that's stuck in that gravel go downstream, and then the river is clean again. That is not happening. And so, you know, it's not enough. I think we're doing some service for the salmon and bringing some changes, especially in the younger generations, because it takes a lot of young people to do those runs and, you know, all of that. But we really need the state government to really stop thinking about salmon as just a commodity and look at salmon as a water helper that people can't do.
to look in terms of when the salmon are healthy, then the ecosystem is healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the salmon really are our indicators of how healthy our ocean is and how healthy our rivers and streams are.
So talk about the future of run-for salmon. Do you see doing it again?
You know what? The commitment for the Run for Salmon was doing a four-year run because that's how the salmon come in, you know, when they come back in 4 years. They used to come back in 7 years, but nowadays, because they're mainly hatchery fish, they have a shorter run cycle. But if we got wild salmon back, I think it would revert back to longer times in the ocean as well. So just thinking about that, and, you know, we went down to San Diego this year also just before Run for Salmon to pray for the whales and salmon, because oddly enough, the salmon go south. When they go out to the sea, they go south first. And when they go south, they go down to where the whales are actually having their calves. And they pretty much feed them. And then they all go north. And so those signs, it's a prayer journey. And we're going to the mountain this weekend to really figure out what else we need to do. If we're going to continue Run for Salmon, or we're going to continue knocking on the doors of the politicians. But we have to continue doing something for salmon, you know. Salmon is in our DNA, and it's in our creation story. And without them, we wouldn't be able to speak, because that's how we believe. So we have to do everything we can, because they're not treating the salmon right, and they're leaving us.
All right. We've talked a lot about salmon and the fate of them on the West Coast, not doing so well, obviously, around the region. The Run for Salmon was meant to bring attention to that. It involved a whole bunch of people journeying from Vallejo all the way up to McLeod Bridge in Siskiyou County, right near Mount Shasta, the headwaters of salmon, in the days before the Shasta Dam blocked their passage, which is why the Run for Salmon took place. People mimicking the journey of the salmon upstream from saltwater to headwaters. Colleen Sisk is the chief of the Winnemem-Wintu tribe. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the run.
Yeah. We've got a lot of different people, different ages, and from different walks of life,
mm-hmm.
interested in, you know, what they can do, because It's an incredible group when we're moving.
Right.
And
Chief,
we
have to go.
Positive.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much for joining us. I was just in the process of saying goodbye. And thanks again for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.